When you close your eyes, it almost feels like you've been here before, semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron. And?
I'm Devin.
Yeah. Hey.
Special
how we
guest
doing?
Host.
Yes. I think that makes us the special guest host. We're just going to let him
He's the boss.
Run loose on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not very good at running things.
I've had worse ideas.
You are your father's son once again. No, I'm just kidding.
This feels familiar. Yeah, man, how's it going?
Good.
You? How you doing?
Good.
You see him all day.
Yeah, I never enough. Never enough.
Yeah,
hey, we got a special guest host in the studio today.
Hey.
We got a young man by the name of Devin hanging out with his dad talking sports before we head off to football practice. So
yep.
It's a full sport day for us. How was your week? There, DJ.
I mean,
do you want to talk about the Vikings?
No.
last week?
I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew this season was going to be ups and downs.
So
we
far?
Knew it. I mean, it was obvious. I mean, when you get a rookie,
it feels like all seasons are up and downs.
Wow, he didn't even say have to say Christian Ponder.
Yeah, no. He knows. Yeah, he's been coached up.
Wow, that's great.
Long season.
You're done.
Yeah.
I looked highlight. There wasn't much highlights. There wasn't any highlights.
It was 24-6,
we're
right?
We're banged up already.
Yes.
You know, Christian's there, so who watches, well, it was J.J. McCarthy's blind side.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out since the start. I mean, he tore his ACL last year. He's still recovering, so he's not in there yet. We lost our center that we paid a lot of money for.
Sure, yeah.
So that doesn't help.
Does not help.
When you lose your center, that's the guy. I mean,
all that communication, all that off-season work.
The O-line without your two standouts, it looked miserable.
Sure.
It was horrible.
And Atlanta's not a, like a...
They fixed some things in the off-season. I mean, they used their first several draft picks.
On defense.
Yeah, on defense. So they looked better than last year.
Last year's defense on Atlanta was awful.
Yeah.
They looked a little better against a Minnesota team.
It's rough. And when the rookie quarterback, I mean, you get that much pressure.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't seen these defenses.
These are defenses you see on film. You spend a year looking at them on tape, and then all of a sudden.
But everything changes in the offseason.
Yep.
You know, kind of changes.
So for anybody who didn't watch the game or isn't a huge Vikings fan.
That's it. We don't have to. We're talking
about it. We have to inform the viewers, right? They have to know that, was it, what did he hurt? J.J. McCarthy.
He has what happened.
Yes. That's right. You got to know.
High ankle sprain. He's
high
out 2 to 4 weeks.
High ankle sprain for a 2 to 4. And that is, if you're.
Not the entire season.
Nope.
No.
Near.
No.
It's not the whole season.
At least it's not.
See, there's an optimist. You could use one of those on your Vikings. This has become kind of a common over the last couple of years.
Not a couple of years. That's it.
You've had backup quarterbacks that you've needed to play.
Yeah.
They really have defined what you need in the NFL. You can't just have one quarterback and some guys behind him.
Per 2 years ago where we started 5 different quarterbacks.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs, Kellen Mond, guys that Kyle Allen maybe. There was a list. They started pretty much anybody they could find.
Right.
Josh Johnson might have started for that. I don't know. Right? Yeah, he's played for 17 teams, you know.
Yeah.
It really does. Kevin O'Connell is an offensive coach.
Right.
So for a lot of teams, this would be a crusher. The Vikings have seen this. They've danced this dance before. They've come out okay with it. It develops depth. You know, you're not looking to develop your second and third string quarterback. You're not looking to get your undrafted free agent quarterback, Max Bosmer, reps in practice, trying to prepare him for just in case. But you got to do that, unfortunately. So the Minnesota Vikings have turned to former number 2 overall pick.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Yay.
Carson Wentz, who has made a career of being a backup at this point. He was a bust for Philadelphia.
Yep.
Got traded to Washington.
Yep.
Was a bust for Washington.
Who else?
Went to Kansas City last year.
Yeah,
he started a game for the Kansas City Chiefs last year with Mahomes out, and now he finds himself. I mean, really, if you were going to get a backup spot, backup for the Vikings is a pretty good spot. You know, you're going to get developed. You're probably going to see the field, and you're...
I mean, let's look at Daniel Jones over at Indianapolis.
Daniel Jones might be the best quarterback over the first 2 weeks. If you were going to make a way too early MVP list.
Way too early.
I mean, it is incredibly. I love these, but I love these lists.
He's not in the season. We can't just start an MVP list.
Yeah.
See? Way too early.
The kid knows. Yes, if you were going to make an overreaction, we'll call it. Daniel Jones has been the best quarterback.
Well, top 10. I mean, you could say top 10 quarterback right now in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, his numbers were great. His team is 2-0.
He looks good.
He looks comfortable, like he hasn't before.
Like he's not running for his life in New York.
Like he's not playing for the Giants. It's amazing what happens when you're just not playing for a bad franchise.
That's what happens
anymore.
When you leave New York in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're sitting at 1-1.
Yep.
That could be worse. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You could be the Bears.
True.
Yeah. the only team in the division at 2-0 is the Green Bay Packers. Again, if we're going to roll overreaction time.
Yeah, there. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Make a debate. You can't argue that they're...
No, they're looking really good.
They look like they're the best team in the NFC based on the first 2 weeks, based on who they've beat. Sure. And early in the season, and it feels good to get a little bit of this is where you're headed. They're a very complete team.
Unlike my Vikings, who are not complete with all the injuries. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at Aaron Jones just got put on IR, injured reserve. He's out for 4 weeks, which is all right. Jordan Mason was actually getting the brunt of the runs anyway and doing really well.
And again, you hit that spot where now your third string running back is going to start seeing reps. So it builds a little bit of
Ty Chandler was on IR too.
Oh, so your fourth string running back is going to be
sounds like they're signing.
Oh, is it Ron Dane? Is Ron Dane coming back? Is it Michael Bennett?
Cam Akers.
Wow, Cam for the third time.
Because he knows that system.
Yep, Kevin O'Connell was his coach for the Rams.
Nothing.
No, you gotta speak up. If you got something to say, you gotta just say it. Yeah. We are very sort of loud. You gotta sort of just give me an elbow and say, hey, I got something to say. I don't mind getting an elbow once in a while.
But no, so without Kelly, our center, who knows? He's up. He's I think listed today as questionable.
Okay.
But Darisaw needs to come back. Kelly needs to come back.
Sure.
You know, I mean, there's bright spots. The defense looked decent. I mean, the fact that they only scored, 20-some points?
Sure. Atlanta's offense is supposed to carry their team.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be, with their young quarterback, with their own young quarterback,
right.
But they're supposed to have a decent
looking
offense.
So we're injured. I mean, Van Ginkel was out.
He
was out last. So it matters. Those key players.
Yeah.
If they get healthy, see what happens.
So one game doesn't change your opinion of where your season is headed, correct? Does this...
It is what they say. It's a long season.
Correct. Does having Carson Wentz in change any wins or losses for you? Do you feel like he's much worse of a quarterback?
I don't know.
Fair. Yeah. just like you didn't know about McCarthy.
Under our system, Minnesota system, he'll probably thrive.
Sure.
You know,
every quarterback has done better with Minnesota versus without. Okay, fair enough.
That's it.
Who do they got coming up?
Cincinnati, which I'm all right with.
Yeah, Cincinnati has their own quarterback issues.
He's up for 3 months.
Cincinnati's all-pro quarterback. It's not just some quarterback. It is Joe Burrow's probably arm talent and leg, probably one of the best three quarterbacks
except,
in football.
Except for where he's injured every other year.
Constantly hurt. He has been a consistently
injured. Guess who drafted him for my big... Fantasy League.
Oh, it wasn't you, was it? Oh, wait, you get to get some
guess who I drafted, though, instead?
Quarterback
depth.
Who?
Darnold.
Ooh.
That's all I had left.
Okay. Yeah, fantasy football's a funny one like that. Once in a while, you just got to go with who's left.
So Cincinnati, I think with their backup quarterback, Jake Browning
has reasonable amount of experience.
Right.
He's as a backup. He's now in his, I want to say, third year as the backup. Yeah. And because, like you said, Joe Burrow, they're... All everything quarterback has missed some significant time
every other year.
Jake Browning has actually played almost in a full season in his NFL career as a backup.
He's a capable quarterback, I think. Mm-hmm. They have the highest paid wide receivers in the league, so they should do something.
And one of the talented running back, and they've been trying to build something over there.
They got this guy on the other side of the ball that might do something.
Ted Harrington, finally. You talking Hendrickson from the... Yeah. So it's a, I mean.
In hindsight, they probably shouldn't have signed him.
No. I mean, you should never sign. It turns out you should almost never sign anybody. Just keep drafting.
So that's it on Minnesota. I think they're going to win.
You want them. You're feeling 2-1.
I mean, if JJ's out, let's say 4 weeks, the worst.
Mm-hmm.
We go, 2-2, you'll be all right.
You'll feel okay. I mean, like you said, you didn't have sky high. You didn't have 16 wins on your dance card for the Vikings
and
this
still,
year.
Still, somebody, a friend of mine asked me, he's like, well, you still could have kept Darnold. And I'm like, not at $108 million for 3 years.
No.
We're still going to be better off so much more.
Correct.
We're going to get through this year.
Have to develop the quarterback. Yep. It was the problem that I had with Jordan Love is you let him sit for a year too long. 3 years, you had 3 years of Jordan Love sitting on the bench. You only got a 9-game sample before you had to pay him. Because you didn't know how, that's how the salary cap and the structure of all that works. Well, if you got J.J. McCarthy on your rookie deal, you got to play him in order to take advantage of having the affordability and see what you got.
I mean, yeah.
Got to get reps. You guys got to see the field.
I'm optimistic still. I'm not like, oh my, it's it. That's the worst. Let's just pack it in, sell everybody off. No.
No. This is,
it'll be what it'll be. And if they come out ahead like at 9 or 10 wins for the season, mm-hmm. I'll be happy with that.
It's not a Miami like Dolphins team where it's built. Close. The structure is it's built of straw.
There's
like,
a good culture, as they say. I mean, it's people want to come there.
The Vikings seem to be from the general manager to the coach,
to the owner,
to everything. They seem to be on the same page. Yes. They seem to be like everybody wants to come to work. And if anybody,
and they still have a really, I think, still a top 10 defense. They just got to get some of the key pieces back and be all right. So,
good.
That's it. I don't want to talk about them anymore.
It's, you know.
Christian Ponder.
Yeah, who? I don't remember that guy. Don't remember him. We don't talk about the Packers, though.
Not really.
We should.
Should we talk about just division in general?
Yeah. Okay, let's go with division in general.
You can talk about your Packers.
Because at 2-0, tell me about the Packers. What did you see? What do you got?
I haven't watched any of the games, actually.
Good job.
You have not
watched
the
Packers. What have you been doing?
Have you been getting outside and playing football or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens. Green Bay's 2-0.
They look good.
They
really do.
Full.
Well, except for your Golden boy.
Matthew Golden had their first-round wide receiver that you'd think was the greatest thing that they has won.
They would have had better off if they just got another defensive player.
Yeah, cornerback, perhaps. Maybe. Anything.
Maybe.
Yep. Matthew Golden has himself one or two catches in two games. He's not really seeing the field all that often. Guys like...
Sometimes we don't see a guy like that, that means there's something else going on during practice. They're going, you're not ready yet.
Yeah, I could see usually. That. Because Romeo Doubs has been their number one.
Kraft been their number one?
Tucker Kraft has been the best receiver on that team.
Yeah.
Tucker Kraft, their tight end, has gone from a fifth-round rando pick from North some Dakota State to being a probable Pro Bowler. If he keeps, you keep up the pace at 100 yards a game and get a couple touchdowns.
And it's Jordan Love staying in the pace he's at.
Yes, and your quarterback continues to just not be injured and not throw interceptions.
What did I tell you earlier today when you texted me? You gloating, what happens?
Normally what happens to the Vikings is what happens, right? You get excited and nothing.
Yeah.
Jordan Love looks comfortable in the pocket. Their offensive line.
How's their running game? I haven't even looked.
Josh Jacobs has been...
I mean, considering what he should be...
He's got a franchise record of 10 straight games with a touchdown.
Okay.
Going through last year. But he's also a guy who might get 60 yards. Sure. I think he had 18 carries, 60-some yards, and a touchdown. So nothing that makes you go, oh, wow.
Right.
That's their offense. Offense really, the Packers' offense isn't designed like the Chiefs' offense.
Kind of lives and dies by Jordan Love?
Yes. The Chiefs' offense makes you go, oh, wow. It's so quarterback heavy. I don't think Jordan Love, I know Jordan Love is not the quarterback to lead an entire offense like that. He really needs parts around him to be successful.
You'll find out.
And it's, they're as long as they're defense, because
it's. Yeah, now it's defense.
Because now that you have a premier player. The Packers haven't had a premier player
since
Charles Woodson, right? Like you could go back.
Yeah.
You could go back just as far, 15 years, 20 years, however long that's been.
Reggie White.
Reggie White, again, 20 years. Yeah. It's a long time. Brett Favre is it? Yes, that's the to have a guy that good, that all pro.
A guy
level.
That makes somebody else, makes everybody around them better.
Yes, it makes you yeah. makes a guy like Devontae Wyatt, yeah, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness. 60 some
million a year. You better
yes,
be.
Now they look like.
So you know what the thing is? That's funny is that with the signing of Micah, it takes the pressure off of Love. I think
absolutely does.
You know,
yes.
So if they don't make it, I mean it's. They don't make it. It's going to be because of Love.
I mean, at this point, if the Packers are not a playoff team, you can fire a GM, right? Like, they could. If you've got the expectations to make the playoffs, and then you trade draft capital for a premier player, and you don't win any more games than you did last year,
yep.
You could kind of see the ceiling on that team. Yep. So I'm not willing. I can't seed that with this team. They're 2-0. They've won. They've beat the two teams that they beat. Week one, they beat Detroit.
Yep. It looked rough.
And
for Detroit.
It looked rough for Detroit. They caught
but
Detroit.
Then last week against Chicago, they looked like they normally look like
Detroit
last year.
Detroit came back and looked like the real deal. They scored 52. Yeah,
Dan Campbell did that on purpose.
Yeah, he put up 52 against a team that's supposed to be good. Right. And I think that was a signal. That was a message sent to the rest of the division. Hey, don't forget. And they won't. It's not like they're going anywhere. The Lions still look like a 15-win team, even if they lost against the Packers.
Yep. Yeah.
Packers.
Dan Campbell just knew going against the Bears what to do.
This is where we make our. Yeah. I mean, this is where you put your numbers.
This
up.
Is what Ben's gonna do. He's gonna do this and this.
And he did because Ben Johnson, the coach of the Bears, was the OC in Detroit for at least two or three years previous to that, and. So that he should know his system and his tendencies pretty well. You'd think Ben Johnson would also know the tendencies
of the offense.
Of the offense, but probably No, they caught him and they hammered on the Bears. Yeah. They really
that was on purpose. I guarantee you that.
The Bear. If you were going to rank the division once we started out, Packers are the best in the. Are we just
for
based
now,
best in the,
as of right now? Yeah, absolutely.
Best. So who's
Detroit?
Detroit's the second behind them.
Chicago
and Chicago's still Chicago.
Yeah. The way it's been, I mean, no, it hasn't been like that. It's been Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay.
Yeah, yep.
So, yeah. Like, game two, overreaction, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, they're calling for Love to be the MVP this year. I'm like, keep on doing that. I mean,
I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. See?
You know, I can't get that excited about. I've seen too many Jordan Love-type games. I've seen too many.
I mean, you started off good.
Sure.
But. Who knows?
Right. You know, Packers are, they're missing Jalen Reed, their slot receiver, kind of gadget guy, who in the
probably
last.
Like Kraft's getting all the.
Tucker Kraft has just been a revelation. He just really is their best offensive player and who receives the ball. Josh Jacobs is the best, you know, if you're going to rank them. Josh Jacobs is great.
Yeah.
They just don't have an offense that really features. The running back. There aren't a lot of offenses in football anymore that feature running backs. Philly's got that. A couple of Atlanta. San Francisco's got that.
Detroit.
Green Bay really doesn't. They do a lot of motion. It's a lot of.
But they never really have. I mean, Amon Green was maybe decent, you know?
Yes. That's I could give you the list of random Packer running backs. They really have just made it.
They've never had an Adrian Peterson or a Robert Smith.
Zero of those. Yeah, no. So there's your division.
Yep.
Did anything else happen in
overall
football? What did you feel? How did you
Chargers?
The Chargers look great.
Yes,
Chargers are the best team in Chargers I guess, like I said, real early, the Eagles, I forget about the Eagles. The Eagles until
Eagles,
somebody
Ravens,
takes them down.
Bills. The Commanders took a step back so far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who else other than the Chargers? I guess Chiefs aren't even on that list right now.
No, they've lost the game.
But until they don't, they're not in the playoffs.
Correct.
I'm not counting them off.
Until they don't have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to assume they'll be okay.
Yeah. So, other than that, I mean, I couldn't watch. I was busy, so I really get a chance to watch a lot.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Chargers. I don't like their coach.
You watched it last night?
I did. I stayed up a little too late, and I watched the Raiders, and I watched the Chargers.
I watched Tampa Bay's in that list, I think.
I forget about Tampa Bay. You always do, right.
Because you're like, eh. But they looked, I mean, when you talk about a player that elevates everybody else around them, Baker does that.
I love that Baker Mayfield gets credit for being like this comeback story, right? Yeah, do you know what he came back from? Yeah.
Leaving from Cleveland.
Being drafted by the Browns. He got drafted by the Browns and failed with the Browns because everyone fails with the Browns. He found himself on...
The Browns aren't too good.
No, they're not. They have not
been. They're a dumpster fire.
Mm-hmm. They're a hot fire. That's mess. But yeah,
it's a family show. We can't say anything.
We don't want to have to roll the tape back. We've done that a couple times. As soon as we get a little cussy about things. So if you feel the need to swear, let me know and we'll stop the tape.
And he'll ground you at the same
time. Thanks, D. I appreciate that.
There's another team. I mean, Philly's looking good.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
It's interesting to me. Philly's offense feels like watching a high school offense. Because they run the ball. They just run the ball, dominate on offense, and their quarterback is mobile, but they're not tricking anybody. It's not like the Rams from the Greatest Show on Turf. Right. It's not like the Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce show. They just keep mashing and mauling on people.
I mean, I like the Bills at this point.
Yeah, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen looks better this year because I think he has a little swagger to him this year. After winning that MVP last year.
Sure.
Got married.
Oh, yeah. It's been a good year for Josh. Yeah, sure.
But I like the Bills. They're looking good.
Sure. And who on the opposite side of those things, who has looked awful?
Miami.
Yeah, that was a fun
That's
one.
That's easy.
Miami Dolphins are...
I mean, Cleveland should be singing. They're sending thank you cards to Miami.
We have forgotten that Cleveland is just that bad. Yeah. Have you seen any bad football this year?
I haven't been able to watch any games.
Really. We're going to stay up late. We're going to start watching more football. That's a good call.
They rebroadcast.
That's a very good call. Yeah, we'll get some DVR going for you so you can get up to date for next week. Yeah.
Okay.
Miami looks really bad.
It just
their coach went from being a wonderkind, which is
he's a McVay guy, isn't he?
He is a McVay guy. Yeah. Josh McDaniel is the offensive coordinator. Nader for a lot of the Rams' success, came over to Miami as kind of a cool guy.
It started out well, but it's disintegrated.
Looks the part, talks the part. His teams fall apart, man. His teams disintegrate into nothing and have for
and
the last...
blaming Brian Flores?
Right, yeah. They fired a coach for the culture. Maybe it's the foundation is bad. Maybe your GM, maybe your ownership group isn't doing their job. That is allowing. I said when the quarterback can come out in an interview and say our communication is awful.
Right.
The person in charge of that communication is the quarterback. So the quarterback is not taking the accountability. He's saying I was set up for failure. So he will be Miami. Will go with a really high-paid roster. Mike McDaniels can go ahead and be the first coach fired. I'm fine with that. That feels good.
I would say, I don't know, Cincinnati?
Depends on what you can get out of this backup quarterback, right?
You got 3 months.
If you can keep the ship afloat, we'll say.
But if they can't,
Zach Taylor.
Stuff's got to change.
Zach Taylor went from nearly fired to a Super Bowl and now nearly fired again. He's kind of hitting in that Mike McDaniel range. You're right. You're absolutely right. He came in as a coach out of nowhere, struggled for a couple of years, found Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Because they were questioning him for the longest time anyway.
Yes, until he made that Super Bowl a couple of years ago with Joe Burrow, yes.
Yeah.
And then it was all of a sudden, Zach Taylor, he's a real coach. Mm-hmm. Well, it turned out he had one good year.
Yeah. I don't know. Anybody else you think on the hot seat?
If you run through, well, I mean, Carolina looks really bad.
Yeah, they're just
don't. But that's the thing.
They're not stacked. I mean, they just don't have talent.
No, that's
they haven't been good for a few years.
That is correct. That's why there's
a lot to deal with ownership and I don't think he's fine. I think I don't know if anybody else.
I don't think anybody in
the Giants.
Oh yeah, Brian. Won though. No, they lost a shootout.
But they played
game.
Okay.
Yeah, Russell Wilson had himself his once a year nails it kind of thing. Yeah, no, I could see the Giants, but the Giants, they could have fired their coach last year. It didn't make any sense that they brought him back anyway.
Right, because I think he'll stay because of Jackson Dart. At some point, they're going to start Jackson Dart, sit Russell Wilson. Wilson will go to whatever team and be a backup.
I got that unfortunate feeling that they're going to see Jackson Dart's going to see the field. Daboll, their coach, is still going to get fired. I think that you could finish the season at 4-13.
That's your guy, though.
4-13. You could be 4-13. You're starting your first-round quarterback sees the field, but you still.
I think Jackson Dart gives him a lot more hope.
Gives him another year at least say, I've got to bring him back one more time and see if he's the guy.
Because that'll be a complete.
Sure.
That'll be GM and coach.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the problem, too, is when you have to fire more than the coach, the owner has to be the one who's so upset by it.
But the owner in that one has been doing some stuff.
Yeah, the owner of a lot of these franchises, the owners of these football teams are just content to be the owner. You don't want to have to make personnel decisions. You don't want to be Jerry Jones on the regular. You don't want to have to fire.
I mean, you do and you don't.
You don't want to have to fire a GM. You generally want to have put the right people in position.
So we were talking about bad coaches. Can you talk about what coaches are doing good?
Sure. What do you got? Do you have any? Yeah, you want to talk about good coaching decisions? Well, I mean, Green Bay's coach. That they're 2-0. It's when you're 2-0, it's easy to say that you've coached.
Yeah, when you're winning, it's easy.
Yes. Same thing, Chargers. You know, you're 2-0.
You expect that from him.
I've liked what the Ravens have done on
Both
all
Harbaugh's,
sides of the ball.
Harbaugh's?
With the Harbaugh's is?
Harbaugh's.
The Harbaugh's. No, that's like Harbaugh. Good. You know who's actually, who's done a good job is Brian Schottenheimer for the Cowboys. I don't like saying these things.
That talent anyway in the office inside. Yeah.
But I watched them figure it out. Like, so wins and losses. I'm not sure what their record is, but the game
one and one.
He looked like they were coaching up. He seemed to know what he was doing.
I mean, he comes from lineage that.
Correct. His dad was a pretty darn good coach. Yeah. Andy Reid has coached really well. They're at this point in the year, the bad coaching sticks out more than the good coaching does.
Yeah, right. But the good
a lot
coaches.
More good coaching than bad coaching sometimes.
Sure. So. At the beginning of the year, see.
The good coaches, it'll be like my Minnesota Vikings coach. During adversity, you could tell who's good coaching and got good leadership.
Yep.
There in the next 4 weeks, 2 weeks or whatever, JJ's out and all these other players. You'll see what the makeup of the team is. They still kind of win with Carson Wentz.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it gives me hope.
Now the team is spending time, the coach is having to spend time answering questions.
By the way, we got a minute left.
What a great show we just did.
We didn't even talk about your football.
How'd you do? Can we talk for a minute about youth football? Can you tell me how you did this weekend, buddy? I want to hear about this.
So we played a game against North Crawford, and we won 42. I don't remember.
42-21. Okay. Yeah. How'd you do? What was your favorite part of the game?
Celebrating the win?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. Good, yeah. Football's going pretty well. It's nice to get out there.
And last week, Saturday, we won our game, too.
Oh.
We also won our game.
2-0.
Yeah.
Nice. What do you play?
I'm usually wide receiver or cornerback.
Okay, 10 seconds.
This has been a really, really good show. You got anything you want to add?
I don't think I have time to add anything.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.